Welcome to Reclaiming Womanhood, where we encourage you to boldly become the woman God has perfectly designed you to be. I am your host, Allison Powers, and today we are diving into another powerful topic that will empower you through God's Word to go against the grain of today's culture, reclaim womanhood, and walk it out as moms, wives, and sisters in Christ. Let's get into today's show. Hello and welcome to another episode of Reclaiming Womanhood. This is your host, Allison Powers, and today is episode number 31, and I have a special guest with me, Luke, my husband, and today we're going to talk about, date night ideas, but also about why it's even important to date. And so today is, just so happens to be, mine and Luke's, and I did not plan this, it happens to be our 16-year first date anniversary.
People might do the math.
People don't know how old I am. Anyways, so, yeah, did you know that, babe? Obviously, I told you that this morning, but you said...
It was a reminder, yes. I thought it was the 13th.
Could you talk towards the microphone, Luke?
Oh, sorry.
Okay. We have our little dog with us, so if you hear barking, that's the dog. Yeah, so it's the 16 years since our last first date. How romantic.
Our last first date.
It was our last first date.
Forever.
Forever. But our first date was your basic typical date. It was going out to eat, going to the movies. Do you remember what movie we saw?
No.
Yes, you do.
Walk the Line?
No. Think about it.
Think about it? I've never heard of that movie.
It was the movie Hitch.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So, we went and saw Hitch. We went to Texas Roadhouse. It was awesome. It was good.
Yeah. Did you enjoy your meal there, Allison?
I did enjoy my meal there. I may have overeaten in front of you, but it didn't scare you away, so.
Spilled her water. Ripped her ribs apart with her bare hands. Yeah, it's great.
It was great. I didn't scare you away, so
yep.
Here we are 16 years later. But anyways, so as many of you guys know, this podcast is called Reclaiming Womanhood, and it's about getting back to womanhood as God designed it. And I think a very important aspect of that is having a marriage the way God designed it, the way God intended it, the way God wants us to have it. And I think it can be difficult sometimes just with the hustle and bustle of life. And I believe that God wants us to have passionate marriages. And I'm not recording this. We're not recording this because we've got it all figured out. By no means do we have this figured out. But I, you know, do feel like God's word gives us wisdom when it comes to this. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, God went after creating Adam and Eve. He told them to be fruitful and multiply. And we all know what it takes to multiply. So you need to be passionate and on the same page with things. That's important. And in chapter 2 of Genesis, verse 24, God said that a husband unites with his wife and they become one flesh. And so I think that demonstrates the passion that God desires to see in our marriages. And then the most recent one I was reading recently is in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 33. And actually, this was, this I feel like is the reason that we, it's our inspiration for remaining passionate in our marriages. This so happened to, do you remember this, babe? This so happened to have been in our wedding vows.
Yeah, I remember every word.
I was a very nervous day. And it's okay if you don't remember. So anyways, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, it says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives submit to your husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing of water through the word." I'm just going to stop there. It goes on to talk about basically how husbands are to love their wives like Christ loves the church. And I think that that's our inspiration for remaining passionate in our marriages. The way that Christ loves us is the way that we need to love each other. And God's word tells us that and makes that very clear. So if you have time, I encourage you to read through Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 33. So, I'm going to respect Luke's time the best I can because I know he's in a bit of a hurry. But one important thing with dating is remaining passionate. And in order to remain passionate with each other, I think there's a few things that are required. And so I wrote a few things down that I think are important to figure out before, well, not before you get your dating down, but like if you're struggling with dating your spouse, maybe take a look at some of these areas. We're never going to have everything figured out though before we do it. But one thing I think that's important, and I think Luke would agree with me in this, is that we both be rooted in God's word, or we be rooted in Christ on our own. Would you obviously agree with that?
Yes, I do agree with that.
And then another...
We have a date every morning. Not every morning, but...
Almost.
4 or 5 days out of the week where we have coffee in the morning before the kids get up, and we each, we read our Bible and the, what are we doing right now? Like a group.
We have a group thing going with some friends and stuff, but yeah.
So we do that for,
so we're reading the same thing.
Probably half hour in the morning together.
Yeah. That was actually going to be one of my date ideas, which is really cool that you mentioned it. So yeah, being rooted in Christ is the first and foremost, most important thing to, you know, remaining passionate in your marriage. And then another thing, this is us last week, is resolving conflict as it arises. Sometimes it can be tempting to sweep the conflict under the rug, like, which I feel like we almost tried to do last week, but we can't.
I don't even remember arguing last week.
That's good. It was last week. We moved on because that's what I said. I said, let's just talk about this and not sweep it under the rug and move on. And we did, and we moved on. But I feel like when we sweep things under the rug, it's like it's still there for at least one of us. One of us might forget it, but me, I'll hold on to it and I'll think about it until it's resolved. So resolve conflict as it arises. Don't let it go unresolved for a long period of time, because that just leads to, sometimes it can lead to resentment or just not desiring to be passionate with your spouse. So it can be difficult to do, but it's so important, I think, and not always easy, but it's super important. So, and the last but not least, being intentional. I think this one's very important, and this is where it comes to, this is what it comes down to with dating, is intentionality. And if we just, you know, try to spend time together when the time arises, or spend time alone when the time arises, it will never happen, especially, you know, as you have children and careers, and as the children get older, it actually seems to get busier. It's just, you know, the way life is. So dating is super easy at the beginning, but as time goes on, it gets a little bit harder, and it seems to be what gets pushed to the side. So Luke, from your perspective, why is it important to date your wife from a man's perspective?
Well, keeps them happy. because I feel like they need that time, one-on-one time with their spouse, away from the kids, and it's a good opportunity to communicate and to gaze into each other's eyes. and you just need that time for sure.
Sorry, the dog.
So it's, yeah.
Do you think it's important for you? You're not going to get in trouble.
Not as much as it is for you.
I bet you some spouses are different, or the opposite. I bet you for some men.
I'm sure everybody's different.
Men, it's more important for the man than the woman. Yeah, I don't.
It probably could be, yeah. But not this guy.
I would agree with that. But that's cool that you realize that it's important. Okay, so I thought of some dating ideas, and I want your opinion on these things.
Mine?
I want your opinion on these dating ideas. Some of these are ideas that you can do at home. Oh my gosh, I just looked back and I was like panicking because I thought I didn't hit record. I recorded. And so some of these are things that you can do at home. Other ones are some that you can do away from the house. Some of them are budget friendly. Some of them require spending some money. So I've got a mix of everything in here. But I've got a lot that we've tried and that work out well for us. Okay, so the first one is a home one, or it can be away from home. Work out together.
I don't like that.
I don't
mind working out, but I like to be alone.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He likes to be alone. But I think that's a great one for some couples might enjoy working out together. We recently started running together every week with some friends. Do you like it?
Yeah, I dread it all day. And when I do it, I'm glad I did it. Yes.
It's fun when we're there, but I do agree that you dread it. But I think one day you're going to get over that disdain for running and enjoy it a little bit.
It's just the people that we run with are so annoying. No, I'm just kidding.
Nice. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Okay, I apologize for all that noise. The dog was being out of control, but now the dog is cooped up at the moment until we are done.
Sleep.
But, okay, so everybody says they like an unedited, very raw version of the podcast, so that's what you're definitely getting today. All right, so another idea. Join a league of some sort. The reason I say this one, I wish you could see his face right now. You need to get closer to the microphone, honey.
I'm getting there.
Okay. Join a league because this one commits you to having to show up because you signed up for it, you pay for it, and people are expecting you to be there because you've joined like this league. It could be a bowling league, shooting league, golf league, baseball league?
Yeah. Yeah. Softball, I guess. Yeah, whatever.
What do you think about that one?
I think it's great. You put up the big red flag when I wanted to do it.
It's true.
Years ago, but I think it was a very good addition to... It was every 2 weeks, and... what are you yelling at me for?
Keep looking away when you talk. Like
somebody's walking up behind me. I don't know what's going on.
Gosh.
But yeah, no, it was something we looked forward to every 2 weeks, and...
Forced us to get a sitter and get out and go be around people and just be together.
Yeah.
He's right. I did put up a stink because I had just had our son and I was just, I mean, I had a newborn baby at home and then our daughter was just one and like 14 months old. She was only 14 months old. And so two little babies, I didn't want to leave them. And I was very reluctant to join the league, but he forced me to. And I actually, we were on the league for like 7 or 8 years. Well, no, our son is 9 now. But COVID kind of threw a curveball at that. But anywho, we would still be on the league if it weren't for COVID at the moment. So anywho, that's a great one. I enjoyed that one a lot. Okay, here's another one. I think you'll love this one. It's a stay-at-home date night idea. It is a theme night. So
what?
After you put the kids to bed... Either you or I would surprise the other person with like a theme. It could be like a color. I got this idea from a friend. I'll let you guess which friend. And like, no, all red or something. And like, you would put like red sheets on the bed and have strawberries and like roses and red wine and red Skittles. I don't know. All red stuff.
Well, hopefully it takes 10 minutes because we're usually in bed 10 minutes after we put our kids to bed.
Yeah, that wouldn't work for us. But if there's night owls listening to this.
Yeah, I guess that'd be all right. I've never tried it.
I think it would be very romantic if the husband surprised the wife with that.
Run out of colors.
Go in every color of the rainbow. Anyways, I don't know. I think it could be cool. Okay, another one. Away from the home. Learn a new skill together. I think this one's really cool. We have friends who... talk about learning how to fly together. And I think that's really neat because that's going to require a ton of time. And it's just going to be something more that they're going to have in common. So what do you think about that? Get closer to the microphone.
I haven't said anything yet. I don't know. I mean, like maybe shooting or archery, that type of stuff. That would be new for you.
Yeah. I think it could be fun if it was something that interested you. If it was like sculpting or something, I think.
No.
I don't think.
What was that movie?
What movie?
I don't know. Never mind.
What movie?
I don't know. Were they ghosts? Was it Ghost?
I have no idea.
Whatever.
It's before my time.
Sculpting.
Before my time. Okay. So this is the one that you already said. I said wake up early. If you're not night owls, like we are not night owls, wake up early and have a coffee date before your kids get up. That's something we do. Or eat breakfast in bed.
No.
You like the coffee part, but you don't like the idea of eating in bed.
No, I don't like eating in bed.
Do you like eating in bed?
Well, no. Not typically.
Not typically. Okay. But the waking up early thing could be a great option if you have, you know, young kids who, or kids, or maybe older kids who sleep in. Get up early, have a cup of coffee together, whatever it might be. Okay, the next one. This one's easy. It's away from the house. It requires a sitter, but it doesn't cost any money, really. Drive around. You like to do that. Listen to your favorite playlist.
Yeah, that's enjoyable. But I drive a lot every day, so.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you don't like being behind the wheel.
Right.
You don't like when I drive, so.
Yeah. That's nerve-wracking.
Driving around can be fun, though. Or yeah. If you have little kids who fall asleep easily in the car, that could be a great option.
Yeah, I remember doing that a few times.
Yeah, to get them to sleep. Okay, after the kids go to bed, do something. This is more of a summertime thing. Do something outside, like go have a bonfire alone or go camping in your backyard. I would never do that. I'm going to be honest.
No, you wouldn't.
Talk to the microphone, babe.
I said, yeah, you wouldn't.
So, yeah, I don't know. After your kids go to bed, I think that's a good one. Easy, simple.
Yeah, bonfire and stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, another one. If you can get a sitter, or maybe you can only get a sitter for a short time, I think a fun one would be going to a local restaurant just for a dessert or just for an appetizer and then coming home. That just gives you a quick little bit of time to be alone with each other, enjoy yeah. something that you don't normally enjoy.
Golfing. We did some golfing.
Golfing.
Remember? Last year.
That was fun.
Some good friends of ours. That was a good time.
Only if we play a scramble, because if you're not a golfer like me, I dread it like you dread running.
You are not a golfer.
If you made me golf a whole game, I dread it.
I don't know if it's called a game.
What is it?
I don't know. Round.
Around. Whatever. And so, yeah, golfing's definitely fun. How about a stay-at-home one after your kids go to bed? Or we do this sometimes when our kids are watching a movie, like, in the other room because they're not really interested in this. So it's just you and I working at something together, doing a puzzle.
During the winter.
During the winter. We haven't done one yet this year.
I did one.
I know, but I wasn't with you.
That was the best date ever. Just kidding. Just kidding.
You're horrible. And so that one you can do even while your kids are awake, but I think it's cool because you're both working on something together and we laugh. I don't know, because he always gets mad when I put the puzzles in the wrong spot or like try to put them in the wrong spot. He can't believe I don't do it right. Whatever.
Or the kids take the last piece and put it in their pocket, hide it.
Or, oh, I wonder where they learned that from.
I don't know.
Okay. Host a game night with just adults.
Yeah, that's fun.
We've done that before.
Yeah, card games.
And it's actually a lot of fun with your kids, too, if your kids are like... kids are old enough. He's been given rules about setting things on the table, and he keeps setting things on the table. And he keeps not talking into the microphone. Okay, so hosting a game night, that can be fun even if you do have your kids home with you. That's really enjoyable. All right, how about... This is a stay-at-home one. A DIY project. Okay, say
oh.
This would not work out for us. Say you need to like build, I don't know, closets, inserts, and maybe you could work on it together and it would
No, that'd be like going grocery shopping together.
I was gonna put that on the list. I knew you were gonna say no to that one. No. So Luke does not work well with others. He has to work alone, and especially with me.
Agreed.
That wouldn't work. Okay, here's one away from the house. Buying season tickets. It's kind of like a league thing. Don't look at my list. Buying season tickets. It's kind of like being on a league because you're committed to it. You put money into it, so you have to follow through. And if you can't go to the game, like if it doesn't work out, then you can sell your tickets. Would you enjoy that? Because I sure would not.
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm glad I didn't get you season tickets for Christmas or something. Well, it wouldn't work out right now because of COVID, but.
Right. No, I would not like that.
Why wouldn't you like that?
Because I don't want to be committed to like a sports team having to drive all the way down there every weekend.
Oh, what if it was like the Utica Unicorns or something?
No.
They're local.
No.
Okay. Fine. He says no, but I thought of something else. Okay, so because of COVID.
I think we date enough.
We do date enough. I'm giving other people ideas.
Okay, well, let's concentrate on them, not me.
What if, here's an idea. If you can't buy season tickets or you don't want to drive or you don't want to spend the money, so if your husband really likes football, let's say, looking up his favorite team's schedule and then marking it on your calendar and setting up a sitter for those specific days and like having your own date nights for every game. Like, he would probably think you were the coolest person in the world if you made an awesome snack and, like, had someone watch your kids just those days. For football, what is there, like, 12 games in a season or something?
16.
Okay. Even if you only did it for, like, half the games, that's, like, 8 babysitters or, you know, the grandma and grandpa, whoever could watch, and I think it could be really cool. Okay. Last but not least, I have 3 more ideas, and I think these ones are awful. I found them on Pinterest, but I had to just tell them to you. Okay. Here was 3 more I found on Pinterest that I think you'll just love.
Yeah.
Okay. Take turns reading to each other.
No. No.
I couldn't believe that was even on there.
Reading's right up there with running for me, okay?
Okay, here's another one. Make a pillow fort.
No. Maybe with the kids. That might not be too bad.
This is for grown-ups, just adults.
Oh, grown-ups?
Yeah, it's just adults.
If you're making a pillow fort while you're a grown-up, you need to, I don't know, reevaluate some things.
Okay, last but not least, the one I found on Pinterest. I thought you would really like this one. Finger paint portraits of each other.
Oh, yeah. No.
What? Yes.
What? Who comes up with these ideas?
I don't know. They're all over Pinterest. That's, everyone's doing it. And if it's on Pinterest, it works.
Everybody can go ahead and do it. I'm not going to do it.
So, yeah. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Those are some ideas for dating. Luke, you are dismissed. You can go along. And I have a few more things to say. Thank you, Luke, for helping out today.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Okay, so I have a couple more ideas. If you do need a sitter, if you want to, you know, try some dates away from home and you're struggling to find a sitter, or maybe don't want to pay for a sitter, here are some ideas. 3 ideas for you. Number 1 is to swap your kids with a friend every other weekend. So, or maybe like once a month. Every other month, swap with a friend who also has kids. So every other month or every other week, whatever it works out to be, you get to go on a date. And then that couple gets to go on a date. So you guys each get to help each other out and go on dates. Another one, go on double dates with friends who have older kids. And their older kids can come over and watch your younger kids. And you can go out on a double date and enjoy, you know, some socialization with some friends. We have done both of those things. All right. And then last one is actually kind of what's going on in the current moment is get your kids involved in a drop-off activity. Currently, our kids are at the church doing something. And so usually, instead of recording a podcast, we go out on a date on this evening of the week. And that really works out for us. It's not a long date. It's not anything extravagant. But we just go and it's usually like a 25-minute dinner we go quickly have, but it's nice, and it's something that we do every single week, almost every single week. But there's other options for that, whether it be getting them involved in something in church that you can drop them off to, or a lot of times gymnastics places have like a night where you can drop your kids off. Obviously, it has to be something that you trust and someone that you trust in an activity that what you feel like would be edifying to your child. So yeah, those are some ideas for you. I hope you guys, I didn't even mention the reason we're doing this is because of Valentine's Day coming around the corner. And I hope this encouraged you in your marriage and gave you some ideas. Or maybe it didn't, and maybe it just made you laugh. All right, guys, I hope you have an awesome week, and I will see you back here next week. Take care. For more encouragement and to find out where else we can connect online, visit AllisonPowers.com. Thanks for listening.